5 years ago, I was working in Salt Lake. I had just graduated and was in this crappy data entry job on 400 West. A lot of the East Coast transplants I worked with would go to this bar a couple blocks east on Main Street after work. After about a month of working, my coworkers and I went down to the bar, as usual, and had a couple drinks. It was after about a half an hour that I saw this absolutely gorgeous woman. She was sipping on a Tom Collins and fiddling with one of those little sword things. Like, you know, the one that they like skewer oranges and cherries for garnishes. Well, I went over and I talked to her. And we hit it off right away. We were talking about almost everything, from what the heck a Tom Collins is, all the way to the royal wedding. One thing led to another, and we went back to my place. I'm sorry to do this to you, but can we finish this outside? I really need a smoke. All right, thanks. So we had been dating for a few months, and it had been amazing. You know, she was funny, caring, and just a really cool person to be around. But one day, things started to change. She began to become more distant, leaving for vague reasons and acting really defensive around me. Until one afternoon. I just got off from work and was coming home. Got to my door, unlocked it, walked in. And when I got inside, I found her just sitting on the sofa. I said, "Hey, what's going on?" She just stared at me, sitting with her hands holding her purse in her lap. We sat in silence for a few seconds until she quietly and very meticulously said, "Will you always love me?" I wasn't sure how to react to this. I mean, how do you react to something like that? I just nodded my head and said, "Of course, of course." She then stood up, reached into her purse, and pulled out a small revolver. She shot me twice in the leg, and once in my left shoulder. I honestly don't remember anything until I woke up in the ambulance about 20 minutes later. I have no idea where she went, and I haven't seen her since. I quit my job, moved out here once I got a little bit better, because I couldn't be near the idea of her anymore. I couldn't be me. So that's my story.